Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 424. Tom takes a trip. And that I just made up. I don't know if you caught that little pause, but I just recorded the podcast. I didn't even think of a title. I had no idea the entire time. And I pressed record. I'm like, Pro U. Oh, that sounded nice, didn't it? Pro U Podcast. I went, episode. I'm like, okay, it's 420. What am I calling this one? Yeah, I had a spontaneous moment. A client said he was going to Utah, and also not. I was going to Utah in a week, and then it was in 24 hours, and then it turned into Big Sur Carmel. And it was the quietest, greatest, shortest trip ever. I didn't tell a soul, and I didn't have to. I didn't have to clear it. I didn't have to, you know, confirm it. I didn't. It was just like this quiet little moment where I decided to, before the holidays, before everyone else travels. And I ended up going to Carmel and then took a drive along the coast through Big Sur to Pfeiffer Beach and hung out with my best friend, Zen. And was going to be gone for a couple days and came back a day short. And that's kind of what I chat about and share, because it was a magical. Being able to go to a place like that is magical, but being the version of myself and being able to do anything is magical. And just how I respond, because again, you know, my life isn't perfect, I'm not perfect, so just how I'm able to respond and just what's been happening. I mean, really, I told the client the day before I left the trip, it's like probably the best I've ever felt in my life. And when I say things like that, I'm not just, you know, chatting, sharing an opinion, you know, a fleeting little moment. That's a big deal to me, because I wouldn't say it unless I really, really meant it. And it's a dope thing to be like at 55, go, wow, this is amazing, and you know, get a tattoo going that, you know, 55, my life changed. I woke up, like I saw everything differently. I felt differently. And then by 56, it was getting better, like still getting better. Now it's, you know, closing on the end of that year, which, you know, I've shared, it gets, you know, funky this time of year. And how I feel and what I did, I'm blessed. It's a great time to be me. And, you know, I keep telling people, I didn't start here. You know, 56 and a half. But if I can do what I'm doing, anybody can do it. If I got here, anybody can get here. And that is the sole reason that I continue to do this podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and enjoy. Don't be afraid of losing people. Be afraid of losing yourself by trying to please everyone around you. Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but you've actually been planted. Once loneliness becomes sacred solitude, you journey in your power. To experience anything fully and see it clearly, there must be a moment of presence where conceptual thinking is not interfering with your experience of that moment. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. If you put a frog in boiling water, it will jump out. If you put a frog in warm water and gradually turn up the heat until the water is boiling, the frog will remain there until it dies. And this is an abusive relationship. Accept people as they are, but place people where they belong. When you feel confused or burdened by problems, focus on this instant and ask yourself, what problem do I have right now? Disappear where your existence is not valued. I'll end with a quote of mine. Just remember how good you truly are, allowing yourself to rise above that which truly does not matter and to see with clarity that which does truly matter. Okay, I got one more. Healing yourself can be offensive to people that benefited from your brokenness. A lot of good quotes lately. So I skipped another Thursday, which is kind of just real fantastic for me. Just, I don't know, you know, you hold this weight, you know, which is I have to do a podcast every Thursday. And I did for 6.5 years. And it was like, I mean, if you're stressed and going, I don't really think I have a lot, and you're, you know, spending time, you know, struggling in conversation about if you're going to get it out or not, and what's it going to be, and, you know, do you have time? You're trying to fit. It's like, why are you feeling that? I don't know. Exactly. You know, you take notes. You know when you got enough sticky notes to do a podcast, when you got enough to say, you got enough sticky notes, record a podcast. Like, it just turned it. Like, oh. Oh, it's like you finally walked up to the faucet and go, you know, that faucet just keeps dripping. And someone walks up and they turn the nozzle all the way off and the water stops dripping. It's like, okay, there you go. That's done. So enjoying, it's weird. It's like it opens up like, okay, now you get to go a little higher. You know, you got that next level. Oh, you know, you're seeing things with clarity. You got this perception, this perspective. Well, do more things that benefit you, burden you less, open you up more, give you more clarity, serve you well. So I just felt good, you know, and it was like about 24 to 48 hours. It was just kind of like a little bit of a rush in a great positive way, training the client. And he's got a movie at a film festival in Utah. And I said, you know, I've just been thinking a lot about Utah lately. I said, you know, I've heard a lot of cool things about it. You know, I know a little bit of the topography, but, you know, people just say it's amazing. And I said, you know, where are you going? And I don't know what he said, but he said, you know, you could probably drive to Bryce National Forest, Bryce National Canyon, something like that, in like, you know, 6 hours. And I went right away, because like this whole fall, this end of 2021, I had kind of thought I might go to Tahoe again. It didn't happen. So I said, oh, I'll just take a quick trip to Idlewild, see the colors. It was completely green. Spent an hour and a half there and came home. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Part of me wants to just, you know, take a trip or go somewhere. And it just kind of like all of a sudden I just started feeling it like the last week or so. It's like, I kind of want to go somewhere. So I'm like, I can get to Utah, this Bryce Canyon National, whatever, for in 6 hours. I go, it takes me 7 or 8 to get to Tahoe. So I get fired up, and he goes, you know what? He goes, Google Zion. That's probably closer. And just a funny story, I start laughing. I go, Zion. I go, I've always loved that name, that word. I said, for a while, when I was living in Beverly Hills, I just remember going to the Starbucks on the corner, and they'd ask my name, and I always said, Zion. Because then they go, Zion, and I come walking up. And I just thought it was the funniest thing in the world. But I did it for a while in Beverly Hills. And I don't even know that I go, oh, Zion is a national park. I don't even know if I knew what Zion was. Maybe in the back of my mind, I knew it was some park, but I just never knew. And it's also in the Bible. So I Google, and I'm still training my client, and I go to Waze, my little driving app, and I'm like, it's like a little over 4 hours I can be in Zion, like 4.5 or something like that. I'm like, you're kidding me. I'm like, that's like, you know, I always, right away I think of trips I've taken. Like, I've driven to Vegas. That's a little under 4 hours. So I'm like, okay, 4 hours is Vegas. I've done that in one day and driven back that same day. I mean, I can, you know, so right away I try to compute what I've done in the past. I'm like, 4 hours and I can go to Utah. I can go to Zion. And I'm, you know, now I'm looking at pictures and it's just amazing there. And I'm like, oh, I'm going. So I get off, get done training that client, and I go right online, then look, and I start looking at the next weekend, and it's available, and I was gonna hit, just like in that moment, I was hit. Bye, I'm going. That's what, there's the and I just said, well, let me just wait. I mean, I don't even know what's going on. You know, I'm very day to day, kind of know where my clients are, but, and then this is what kind of happened. In the next probably 24 hours, I realized that this very week that I was talking, because this was like Tuesday, Wednesday, I go, all of a sudden, it's like, well, I have Thursday and Friday. Like, I have no clients Thursday or Friday. And I go, next week, I go, I know I have a client on Thursday. And I go, I probably have a client Friday. So I was like, it just like opened up. And my thinking was, you know, I would like to take a trip before the end of the year, but I don't want to take it around Thanksgiving. I don't want to take it around Christmas. I don't want to take it around New Year's. You know, those are the times I don't want to travel. And I'm like, now would be the best time. And I'm like, and plus, you know, they can get snow some places in Utah. So I was like, you know, I don't want to wait longer. And so I go to book that place in it was a really cool name of the place. It was like a cabin, like you got your own little mini cabin. And it was like 6 minutes from the entrance of Zion National Park. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, well, instead of next week, I'm just going to go in a day, like 24 hours, I'm going to go. And of course I go on, not of course, but I go online and it's not available. So I start thinking, well, if I was, and it was just like this fast, I was like, well, if I was willing to drive 4 hours or so, and I was thinking a little bit of just going up Northern California before, all of a sudden this whole Utah thing kind of like sparked this energy thing. I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And I went, Pet Friendly Hotels by Big Sur. First one I saw, Carmel Mission Inn. I went, Carmel, cool, I'll just go there. I didn't even care about anything else. I knew it was a little bit above, you know, Big Sur, but it's all fine. It was like 4 hours and 40 minutes. I was like, done. And it was just trippy because these are the moments when you're alone. It's, I'm not really sure that the verbiage to use, but it's loud. Like, are you going to go? Yep. Well, like, you don't ask. I don't have a boss. I don't have a partner. You know, I don't have to clear it with anybody. And there's a meditation where, you know, for many years, it was like there was always someone, or I'd had to like, well, I got to do this, or I got, it's like, no, you can just push this button and go. And I was like, and then it became this kind of euphoric thing. Like, I thought, how cool is that? Because it went from a little bit of that, I don't have to ask. I don't have to, like, a little bit of that pause to, I can just, and here's one of my notes. It's good to be the king. Pick when, pick where, and even pick now. I mean, I wrote that. I literally wrote that down because I booked a ticket or made reservations for 2 nights. As I thought, well, I'll get up early. You know, you don't check in till probably around, you know, 2 o'clock typically. So I'll just get up there early, drive around a little bit, check in, chill. The next day, get up, drive around. And then that next morning, I'll get up and drive home. So perfect. Kind of the timeline of what I kind of do in when I went to Tahoe. But it was this feeling. All of a sudden, it was like I wasn't really sure until at one point, but I'd kind of trained anybody, so I didn't mention it to anybody. But in the back of my mind, I was like, hey, I might be going to Big Sur. And, you know, I just felt like kind of the older version of me, like, I don't have to tell anybody. I mean, you don't even know if you're going or not. It's not even for sure. And I didn't have to move any clients because next week I probably would have had to move or, you know, just talked about it. I didn't have to tell anybody. So now it became this weird thing where it was like, like I just have this life where I can just go where I want, do what I want, and not tell anybody. Like I don't have to change, call work, switch schedules, make sure. I mean, the one thing with Utah is I just didn't want to go and, you know, oh, it might snow, or, you know, I didn't want to be around there. And that was also the Tahoe thing. Like, I didn't want to, like, well, it might snow. It's like, I don't have four-wheel drive, so I didn't want to deal with that. And I know I can drive up nor far as I want, northern, well, for, as long as I'm going to, as far as I'm going to drive up north, I can drive up north. There's no, you know, problems with snow in Northern California. Or, like I said, not the top, but where I'm going, north of me. So I was like, and I just liked it. And I looked, and it was about 5 minutes from the ocean. And Carmel Mission Inn sounded cool, and it had photos, and it looked really pretty modern, and it was pet friendly. And I was just, it was just so cool that I went, you know, I haven't been spending money. You know, I've been able to pay my bills. I've been able to save a little bit. And in these moments, it was like, yeah, I mean, you get that just for me. You know, how I grew up is my mind is, well, should you? Well, do you? You know, always hearing that kind of voice. And now it's like, yeah, you get to go. You get to do what you want. Go ahead. Go for 2 nights. So I knew how much it was, and I was, you know, cool. And all of a sudden, I start packing and setting things here and there and doing, kind of getting ready as I went through Wednesday. And this is like Tuesday it started. So here it is Wednesday and I'm getting ready. And I had gotten some groceries. And I always like to clean my car before a trip. So my car was clean. I got gas. I got groceries. All the stuff that I was going to bring was kind of out. The little suitcase I use, my backpack. You know, all those things were kind of out. I was like ready. And I had one more client at like 3 o'clock, and then I was done. And I remember telling this client, I'm like, this is like the best I've ever felt. Because that whole excited and I can do anything. I don't know. There was a moment of, you know, this is the best version I've been. And so it's going to be different. My, hey, I'm excited now is different than, hey, I'm excited a year ago. Hey, I'm excited 2 years ago. Hey, I'm excited 5 years ago. It just, everything is just a little different. And it was just peaceful and quiet because I wasn't getting online and I wasn't sharing it. I wasn't telling people. It was just in my mind. And I decided to do it. And I just, I can go. I'm going tomorrow. So I started telling Zen, we're going to go in the car. He's so smart. Like, he totally knows it. And that night before, I couldn't sleep. Partly, I was, you know, drinking a little caffeine throughout the day because I wanted to get everything done. But excitement, whatever it was, I mean, I just really couldn't sleep. And I wanted to get up like at 4 and then however long it took me to put the last couple things in the car and then leave. And I finally fell asleep like 2:30. And I got up at 4. But that whole entire time, Zen would wake up and look at me like, I'm like, look, we're going to get up in the morning. It's going to be dark. And you're just going to be able to sleep in the car. And we're going to go for a long ride. And things I've said to him before. But and he just kept looking at me like, and he saw the stuff out. And, you know, he knows what certain bags are. And like, he could just tell we're getting up early and we're going in the car and we're going for a long ride. Like, he knew. But it was the only other being in the world that knew. It was just him and, you know, Zen and I that knew. No one else. And it was just weird to kind of be cool with that, but realize, like, I don't know, just how quiet that is. You know what I mean? You like, you tell people, or hey, I'm going to be out of town, or hey, you know, clients. You just, in the past, it was just in the past, I would just always tell somebody. I had to clear it with something. You know what I mean? So it was just all of a sudden just this, and again, where I am in my life, it was just special. And I didn't care that I didn't sleep. 4 o'clock, I looked at the clock. I kind of woke up. I'm like, all right, let's just go. Because when I wake up, I'm just kind of awake. And I know I'm going to drink coffee. And 4 hours, 4:40, that's kind of nothing to me. And I was just stoked. I was like, man, I'm going to Big Sur. I'm going to Carmel and, you know, get to walk around. Now, here's the little bit of background. I went once with my ex. And that's when I knew I loved it. And 6 months after I got Zen, I went to go again, Zen's first trip, and we got in a huge accident. And it was a month about, I think after that I went, you know, had the new car and took Zen and went back up. But there was some flooding or something, and we couldn't go to Pfeiffer Beach. We couldn't drive up through Big Sur. We had to kind of come up around and whatever. So it was limited what I could do. But it was still, you know, kind of just overcoming, hey, I tried to get to Big Sur with Zen and we crashed, totaled the car, I lost Zen, reunited 7 hours later. I mean, it was a big, big moment emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So to be able to get the new car, get Zen, go up Big Sur and kind of, you know, take that drive again, it was just, it was closure, it was peaceful, and it was great. But I've always thought, you know, just especially this year, you know, I just want to go up, you know, Northern California. I just want to keep exploring that area. And so right here it was, and it was boom. I'm like 4 hours, 40 minutes. I go, great. I mean, I'll be there at 9 o'clock, you know, in the morning. And I'm like, and so I just, you know, got up, started driving, and there's no traffic, obviously, at 4 in the morning. But it was great because I just don't care. Like, I'm up and there's no traffic, so I'm just driving. And I decide, you know, I just put my ways at the hotel. I go, just drive right to the hotel. That way when I get there, I go, okay, this is where it is. Now, where do I want to go from here? And, you know, just call them and go, hey, can I get an earlier check-in? Because I found out like check-in was like at 4 o'clock. But I'm like, I'm going to drive around anyway. It doesn't matter. So I'm driving and it's a great drive. We stopped once for gas. Zen was cool. Slept most of the time. And you know, it was the 5. It was the highway. It was inland. It was east. And you can stay up the coast for a long time anywhere, but it just takes a lot longer. And I knew what I kind of wanted to do and where I wanted to go. So I'm like, look, just get there. Then you can do what you need to do. Drive around. So I have a number for the hotel. And I'm in the parking lot. I'm like, okay. And I checked Pfeiffer Beach. And I was like 35 minutes away. And I was like, stoked. That's where I'm going. First thing, I'm all pumped. And the number for the hotel that I'm in the parking lot of that I have reservations at says, this number is currently, doesn't work or something like that. I'm like, what? So I'm like, well, now I got to go in. And I'm like, this is going to be weird going, hey, it's 9 o'clock. And I was wondering if I could get an earlier check-in. Check-in's at 4. And I go, hey, I'm way early. I'm checking in later. But I just wanted to see if I could get an earlier check-in. And I called and I didn't have the right number. And she says, oh, hold on. And she gives me a card. She goes, here's our number. This is the number that works. And it's a super dope hotel. Like, I love it. It's clean. It's modern. Wood. It's zen. It's just cool. Like, I love it right away. And the girl's being super cool and dope. And she's like, well, hold on. And I, you know, when I asked if I could check in, you know, earlier. And she's like, okay, hold on. And she goes, okay, we have a room available. And I was like, okay, so, you know, what time can I check in? And that's what I was like waiting, like in my head, I didn't say anything. And she's kind of, and she went, there's the keys. And I was like, I can check in now. It just kind of made me smile because, like, oh, great. Like, I just dumped my stuff, got in the car, and it was like, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, I'm checked in, I'm set, I know where I'm going. And I just took off. And it was like this straight road to the beach, turn left. And all of a sudden, I see these cars parked. And I'm like, oh, this is a beach. And so I stop. And this is what I remember with Big Sur. Like, you drive and you stop. If you have your photographer, if you're amazed by nature, you stop every 10, 15 minutes in along a drive that's probably an hour, 2 hours long. And you'll stop every 10 or 15 minutes and take pictures. It's just scenic and it's amazing. The entire drive along the coast. So I just see part of this beach. And I go, cool, I'm stopping here. Like, we're already at the beach. Zen, because I, you know, Zen hadn't been out, hadn't, you know, done anything. And I'm like, let's just stop here before I drive, you know, a half an hour to Pfeiffer Beach. And I don't know the name of this beach, but it's Carmel Beach. There's Carmel by the Sea, which I was a little bit south of. So I think it's just Carmel State Beach. But it's just, this looks like sand, but it's a bunch of sand, kind of a sandy beach. It's kind of in an oval. And it's just beautiful, and it's just a cool little scenic beach. But the sand is like really, really tiny gravel. And I'm, you know, I got pretty badass feet, but I think a lot of people would have problems walking barefoot on that type of beach because you can just tell it's little itty-bitty stones, not that fine, fine sand, which is soft. But I was like, oh, my God, I totally remember being at this beach. And I'm like, how cool. Like, I love going back to the places that I've seen before. So right out the gate, I love the hotel, get the check-in early, felt fantastic the night before, didn't care that I didn't sleep, drinking coffee, got my best friend, and I'm in Big Sur, driving down the coast, stop at this beach, Zen's running around, and I'm like, it's Thursday. And, you know, 48 hours ago, I was like, oh, I should go to Utah maybe. And I'm like, here I am. And it was nice. And there was no people. Like Tahoe, I said before, it's just like a bunch of people now. You know, so it's like, it was right away, like I'm in Big Sur, and it was Thursday morning, and there's nobody anywhere. You know, there's nobody at all on that beach. Get back in the car and start driving. About 5 minutes later, I pull over. I see this amazing, you know, stones, rock features in the water. And, you know, so I stopped three times, probably maybe four, before I got to Pfeiffer Beach. Taking pictures, taking videos. I mean, it's my favorite. I mean, as far as topography, it's my favorite. And right away, that little back of my mind was, oh, you know, I'm going to go up the coast and look where to move. And I'm like, maybe it'd be by Big Sur. And it's like, you start driving around going, there's nowhere you can live that's right around all that stuff. So you have to be, you know, further away. So you still have to drive. And then when you drive, you can't really get beach. I mean, like, I figure out all this stuff because I'm really looking into it. But it's like, there's not like you can just get down to these beaches. You know, you're driving up on this road above everything. And it's fantastic. And then you stop and there's all these scenic spots where you can stop and take. But you can't go down. There's nowhere to walk down, walk along these. So it's like, well, if you lived, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes away and you drove there, you'd do exactly what I'm doing. You just drive around and stop. So it was just kind of like getting all this stuff in context of, well, what's my favorite place and what do I like? And, you know, can you live by places like that? Just kind of rolling around in the back of my head. But anyways, I was just on cloud nine, just loving it because everything was great. Accessible, not a bunch of people. I was seeing everything I wanted to see, and I'm on my way to Pfeiffer Beach. Once you get to Pfeiffer Beach, there's this turn, a little small turn, and all of a sudden you're driving in the woods. And you're like, I remember the first time I was like, where am I going? Because it just kept, it was like a little over 2 miles. But you're driving like 5-10 miles an hour on this one lane country kind of bumpy road. And you're driving deeper and deeper into the woods. I remember going, where are we going? Because you don't get any thought that you're going to the ocean. And all of a sudden, you hit a parking lot. And so you park, and then you got to walk like maybe another, I don't know, 200 yards or something. Not that far, 100 yards maybe. And you walk, and it's like this little sandy path, and all of a sudden just opens up. And there's Pfeiffer Beach. And it's the biggest rock feature, you know, in water that I've ever, you know, been around. It's pretty big. And then in the very bottom middle of it, there's like this hole. It's like a doorway, and it's called Grandfather's Closet. So it's scenic. It's super cool. And the other kind of negative about that entire area, Big Sur, Pfeiffer Beach, is whenever I go there, I've been there three times now, it's crazy windy. And Pfeiffer Beach I've been to twice, and it felt like 40 mile an hour wind the entire time. Like, it was just, I remember being like kind of sand pelted the last time I was there because it's just windy and you're on that beach and it's just waves and wind and the sand blowing and it's gnarly. And it wasn't as bad, but it was still windy. I weren't getting pelted by sand. And Zen was running around having a blast. So I had a great time at Pfeiffer Beach, but it was windy. And I'm like, I wouldn't hang out there. Like, you could not have a picnic. You couldn't, you know, oh, I'm going to go down and, like, what I do at the beach, go down, take out my blanket, set it down, put my backpack. No, I mean, you couldn't even set anything down. It would blow away. So it wasn't bad, but it was in my mind going, okay, just remember all these little nuances of what's possible or what you can do or what you enjoy or what you like. Like, I'm just taking mental notes. But it was just, the fact that I was there was Zen again. This is Thursday, and it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. And I think there was three people at Pfeiffer Beach. And it's not, again, not a huge popular beach by any means. But again, it was just super dope to be there. So next thing you know, I'm driving back, and I hit all, you know, these other areas going back, and I drove where I needed to drive. And then this hotel was just, you know, you just turned and there was a gas station, and then you drove behind the gas station. It was a really cool looking hotel, but behind the hotel there was this, I didn't even see it until the next day because it was at night, but there were all these shops, like a really cool, like I don't know, outlet kind of thing. But steps and stairs and balconies and all wood and all these different kind of shops and peaches shops and yoga studio. And then if you cross, I mean, you'd probably get in your car, but when I came in, you know, turned left past the gas station. But if you just turned right instead of going into the gas station, you actually went into the, like a little, it's called Crossroads, and it was like a strip mall kind of a thing with all these restaurants and all these stores. And I'm like, like you could get anything you wanted at this hotel. And the hotel had a fitness room, which I didn't even get a chance to check out, a pool, a restaurant. And I was like, man, this is like, I'm coming back. It was like the first thing I thought, I'm like, this is where I'm going to come back. I mean, the drive I took from the hotel to Pfeiffer Beach, that little strip is the exact area I wanted to drive. I didn't need to drive any more up or down the coast. So I figured I was probably going to, you know, start getting tired. I'm like, cool, let's just go back. I don't know, it's maybe like 3 o'clock or something like that. And I'm like, get some food, just hang out, chill, watch TV, and just, you know, relax. And then I start thinking, I really did everything I wanted to do. Like everything I really wanted to do. Because now I'm laying in the bed and I'm not feeling great because I didn't sleep the night before. Drank caffeine, kept me up, and now, you know, the body's starting to shut down, but I don't feel like tired, like I'm going to fall asleep, but I do feel tired. So I'm laying there and I'm like looking at the, and I'm like, I'm just going to lay here like the rest of the day, which is fine. I didn't care about that, but I'm like, then I'm going to wake up and drive around all day tomorrow and then come back to the hotel and lay down here again. And then it just seemed like such a long time from what I was, you know, like presently feeling. And I went, I don't, and I'm like, do I want to drive around Pebble? No. I said, do I want to go up to Monterey? And I kind of came down a little bit through Monterey. And I'm like, that's where the last trip was. I mean, I went Monterey. I went Pismo. I mean, I did all that. And I went, there's nothing else at Big Sur I want to see. I, you know, Carmel was cool, but I don't need to drive around. And I'm like, like, why would I wait the rest of the day to spend the night to get up to drive where there's nothing I really want to see? And I'm like, I'm just checking out. So it was on my mind, and I thought, well, I'll just, you know, get up at some point and go, look, I'm, you know, checking out, and, you know, if they charge me for that night, they do, and if they don't, whatever. So it was like not hot, not cold. And it was kind of just this weird thing where I could tell Zen wasn't really sleeping great. And I could tell I wasn't sleeping away great. And it just felt like, man, we're so much more comfortable at home. So I laid there for a while. Then pretty soon I said, you know what, I'm just done. I didn't look at the clock or anything. And I just started getting my stuff together. Now I'm like up. So now I know I'm awake. I don't know, like, I always wonder, like, in the middle of the night, are people working? I mean, can I just leave? Can I check out? You know, I don't do it a whole lot. And so I was going to call the front desk, and I'm looking for the number, and I, with glasses on in the light, I couldn't read this number. And I'm a little bit like, I'm going to get all my stuff, get it all downstairs, get it all in the car, and drive to the front desk instead of, I mean, to walk to the front desk and then come all the way back and pack it. I'm like, I'm just not going to do that. So now I'm like, in back of my mind, going, what if they, you know, they can't, or they won't let you, you know, if they're going to charge you, or you're gonna, what? I don't know what was on my mind, but I'm like, I don't care, I'm done, I'm leaving. So I just packed up everything and didn't bother me. I'd brought a lot. I don't know, there's something about me where I kind of want to have options. You know, I had two different jackets, and so I ended up like hauling, you know, it's like two kind of trips to get everything out in the car. So I roll around, and I go up front, And I just turned in the key. I said, hey, I'm going to check out early. I'm supposed to stay two nights, but I'm not. And she said, I'm not really feeling well. I can't sleep. And she said, okay, I'll talk to the manager. Let him know. Thanks. And it was, like, super cool. And, I was just, like, in the car driving. Like, the next thing I knew, I was just driving home. And I'm like, I didn't care about it. I wasn't bummed. I wasn't like, oh, it was funny though, going, you know, like the Tahoe trips have ended early because I really couldn't sleep and I knew I was dehydrated. But it was like the being away. It's like, I don't know. It was just, I just felt more comfortable coming home and being at home than doing anything else. And I just wanted to be comfortable and really kind of killed it. Like it was Idlewild. I was in Idlewild for an hour and a half and got everything I wanted done. Like saw everything, did everything. But it was just a great trip. And the fact that it was, I planned it, left and came back and like no one knew. There was just something about that and how good I felt and how free I felt and thankful, because it was like, you know, I paid rent, I had a little money, I'd been saving money, you know, after paying rent each month, you know, this past few months, and, you know, said, hey, just take this trip. And, you know, when I got home, found out that the hotel wasn't going to charge me. So I end up, you know, it was probably $200 for the hotel that night. And you know, I don't even know, $80 for gas. And like the best trip. Like the best trip ever. Like and like I said, I don't know. It was like the fact that I could do that. It was like I'm discovering how special my life is in the moment by being present. Like I was so present going, am I going? Am I going to go to Utah? I think I might. Well, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm going to Big Sur, going to Carmel. All right, I'm leaving, coming home, driving, leaving early. And just amazing. And being with my best friend, Zen, like it's all that mattered. Like I love taking him here and I love, oh, let's go here. Oh, let's, you know, it was like I was excited to show him everything and to go around because he loves beaches and went to like four different spots and, you know, in one day, and just him running around and chasing things, and loved it. Just loved it, loved it, loved it. I'm switching gears. I had a note. It is a stressful time of year, and I've done that hike, well, a few times, but the last two times, I could tell how tight my calves got. And the last time, I know that's what basically ended up going all the way to my neck, and which caused that kind of spasm that one night. So after this hike, I could tell because I did the run, the big run I did. 2 days later, did the hike again, and that next day, I could just tell it was tight. And when I foam roller, it's like my body just decompresses. Like there's tension in my body, and I foam roller, and it just like soothes my body. It's like putting a knuckle on a knot and that knot dissipates. And I thought of it, I'm like, that's the time of year. No, this is the time of year when we all of us are feeling that tension. And I'm like, this is the time of year to foam roller, to stretch, to take a hot bath. You know, and after, I don't know, I haven't mentioned this yet, but I kind of felt my body was getting better because at one point, the whole thing that bothered me for years on my left side went to my right side. So I knew things were shifting and things were possible. But it recently kind of moved to my neck. And it wasn't a big problem because it wasn't like it was immobile. I was just like, oh, I just need someone to go crack, you know. And probably, again, I used to crack my neck in college all the time. Because I'm like, oh, if I could just grab it, oh, I could just tell. I could just tell. And I thought, but it's like the neck below feels good. It's like all of it kind of, you know, worked its way out, straightened it out. And now it's kind of in my neck settling. And just one day, I was like, you know, my neck keeps getting tighter. That one night, having a spasm was, you know, not fun at all. And I'm like, I don't stretch my neck at all. And I went to, you know, YouTube. I'm starting to learn YouTube neck stretches. And boom, found one video, found another video. And I'm like, okay, that's something I got to start doing. And again, haven't been great at it. But if you just tip your head forward for 20, 30 seconds, tip it back 20, 30 seconds, tip it to the side 20, 30 seconds, tip it to the other side 20, 30 seconds, turn it to one side 20, 30 seconds, turn it to the other side 20, 30 seconds. That's what I do. It's like 2-3 minutes roughly. Maybe I do it for 10, maybe I do it longer, and my neck's already feeling better. And I thought, wow, you know, that's something I got to tell people. Like, hey, if you want to feel better and you're not sure why you feel the way you do or what to do or what's going on, take some time for your body. Foam roller, stretch your neck, take a hot bath. Those are the things that, like, literally any time of the year I do when I feel better. But I thought, wow, this is the time of year when everything, you know, is a little bit heightened. And I'm like, what a great time. So get yourself an early gift. Get a foam roller. Start foam rolling. Again, YouTube's got a billion videos on everything. And you start out real small. Get a foam roller and put it underneath your hips perpendicular. And you're laying on the floor, head touching, legs touching, done. Sit there. Do that for 5 minutes. Do that for 10. Do that 3 times a week. Do that every day. And pretty soon you'll start moving. And you'll start going, you know, doing a little search for what is uncomfortable. You know, how can you get to a place where it's uncomfortable, but you kind of understand that when you get to those places, comfort is on the other side. So wanted to share that and, you know, definitely just chat about the neck stretches, because that's something completely new for me, which is kind of sad. Like, you think about all the stuff that I do going, you've never done neck stretch. I'm like, no, what? And your neck gets tight, your neck gets sore, and you've just never done neck stretches. It's like, what? So there you go. So this was kind of cool. When I was leaving, it was Wednesday, and I was planning the trip. I was just feeling great. I heard from Scotty Mosier, and he had done this pretty big hike with his dog Norman, where he lives. And I go, yeah, hey, I want to do that sometime. And he just called and he said, hey, his wife was going to be out of town. He's like, you know, Sunday, I'm going to do that hike with Norman. Why don't you come on out? I was like, okay, cool. So in this brief little moment, I thought, here's my life. I, the drop of a hat, found out I had 2 days free. And in that moment, got online, booked tickets, had the money. Car ran great. Ran with my best friend. Had like the best time. And when it was done, I was like, okay, cool, it's done. And came back and, like, I made this thing, like, in this, I didn't even mention this. Look at me just babbling all over this place. Tangents. I just thought about it. So I grabbed a 1.5-foot long piece of driftwood from Big Sur. It was just kind of a cool dark brown kind of thick piece. I'm like, wow, I could put something on here, you know, make kind of a candle holder out of it. So I just threw it in the car and came back. Well, one of the things I did when I came back, as I had the whole day, I was going to be, you know, in Big Sur, I had no clients all Friday, so I sanded this thing and started playing with it and ended up putting a frame on it and a little faith stone stack in this little frame and 2 candle holders on it, and it just turned out like completely badass. So it's like I came home and I made this thing, and in the back of my mind I'm like, well, Sunday morning I'm just gonna get up and drive, you know, to Rincon. And I knew the time was changing, so I knew it was gonna be even earlier and darker, and just kind of like an adventure to that. And I go, then I'm getting up there, and a friend of mine and their dog were gonna go on this hike with our dogs. And, you know, he lives by the ocean. I thought, there's my life. And I'm like, how free I felt. There was, like, nothing bad. There was, you know, there was not anything. It was like this pure moment. And I don't know, it was just, I just felt highly aware. Like, I'm blessed. Like, I'm lucky. Like, look what I get to do. And I came home and I made that little thing of driftwood, and then I was hanging out watching TV and I'm laying on Zen's, you know, on the floor with Zen. I'm like, oh, we're so comfortable and I love him. And I just, you know, it's just good. Now, again, I talk about this type of stuff because, you know, I was in relationships and running around and doing holidays and flying, you know, back and forth from, you know, Vegas to Minnesota, California to Minnesota, all that stuff I have done. And it being now into November and me going, let me avoid all that hustle and bustle. Let me do it now because I can. And just chipped away this perfect little moment and completely in control, deciding all what, when, where, why. And then I came home and it was just magical coming home. And then I'm like, and I'm, now I have something to share. I'll share my trip to Big Sur. And as soon as I get done recording, I get to drive up north, you know, and hang out with a friend and his dog and my dog. So I'm going to end with one more success story. I got a client named Dan. And as soon as I met Dan, and I've said this a few times, I was in the back of my mind going, okay, this guy's got everything and he's doing it really well and he seems like a great guy. I'm like, what is he coming into me for? And he's done nothing but get better, grow, and improve since then. A little over a year, we've been chatting. And recently he discovered foam rolling and fell in love with it. And just everything about him, like he's evolving and growing and he's embracing it and he gets it. Like he gets that he's better. He gets that he knows his good now and the strength of that and being thankful and separation. So just watching him go from I loved him in the beginning to get better, it's just completely rewarding. But he was chatting and, you know, he was talking about his life and I just sit there and I'm like, wow, if I had a house, mortgage, wife, kids, big job, employees. I mean, I just told you about my life. There's a, you know, looking through the keyhole. Tom went, oh, hey, I don't have any clients. I'm going to go to Big Sur. Oh, I'm going to come back early. Oh, I got the day free. I'm going to make this driftwood thing. I'm going to hang out with my dog. I'm so blessed. That's my life. That's how I talk. That's what I talk about. And I listen to clients. And I'm like, wow. There was part of me that thought, wow, you know, you're really not capable of probably dealing with family and big job and a bunch of stuff. Because I didn't really deal well with stress. So the less stress, better I did. And I'm like, hey, you're pretty good just being a dog owner. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, but at least I'm good at it. You know, I don't feel bad that I'm not doing things I'm bad at. I'm, you know, I wanted a family. I would have thought I had a family. It's not that I don't want a family, but I'm fine right now. Like, because what I'm doing well. Like, the benefits, the reward, the feel good of what I do now is huge. So that's what always kind of outweighs everything else. But when I listen to people talk, I'm always like, you know, inside going, wow, I couldn't deal. I could, how do they, you know. But then the other part of me is going, yeah, but look how good they do. So I'm talking to Dan. I'm like, look what he deals with. And he never cancels. Always reporting from his journal. Always writing in his journal. Always logging his workouts, what he's doing, what he's going through. I mean, I don't know how, I don't at all understand how a person can be as nice and humbled and down to earth and just the greatest guy and do what he does. And I started taking these little notes while he was writing. And I'm like, you know, when I stressed out at work, I quit jobs. I didn't have another job. I had no backup plan. I just literally quit jobs. And it was nothing like this guy deals with. Like, it's insane, the stories that he's told me of what happens at his workplace. So I start kind of telling him and it's always that story where you talk to a client, you're like, listen, you're gonna feel exactly how you feel, because you should. You're beat up, you're tired, there's a bunch going on, and you're stressed and yada yada. So just know, oh, okay, I should feel like a 6-7, and be okay with that. Understand why. You're not making bad choices. You're not, you know, not doing, working hard. You're broke. You need fixing. You just know this is what happens sometimes, and especially around this time of year. So during this time of year, we're not looking to conquer. We're not looking to be perfect. We're not looking to kick ass. We're not looking to reinvent, to begin. You know, this is the end of the year. Let's shut it down. Let's calm it down. Let's, you know, it's going to get, we got, you know, we just had Halloween. We got Thanksgiving. We got Christmas. We got New Year's. There's money. There's traveling. There's planning. There's getting together. I mean, a bunch of stuff coming that's going to make everything you feel a little bit more heightened. So breathe, move slowly, accept what's kind of happening, and just do your best, but be okay with that. And while I was chatting, you know, he would even say things like, you know, how could I not be, you know, wrapped up in this? You know, I need, you know, a little bit of a getaway. And I'm like, it was just great. Because when you're in it, sometimes a fish doesn't know what's in water. When you're in it, you don't realize what you're feeling all the time or why you're feeling what you're feeling. But after we chatted, I could tell that he felt different. He was now looking at it going, yeah, I've done great since we've started. I'm the best I've ever been. I've done great this year. I'm still doing great. Now it's going to get hectic and it's going to get busier, and there's a bunch of stuff going on that's kind of overwhelming right now. So I shouldn't be trying to excel, but then don't bum out or analyze or micromanage the fact that I'm not excelling right now. And it was just getting that point of cross where it's like, you know, it's a fine line of pushing yourself and being kind to yourself, pushing yourself too hard or not pushing yourself hard enough. But that was, you know, kind of great when you have history with the person. I'm like, look, I'm telling you right now, you're the best you've ever been. Here's what you're going through. Here's what you should feel like. If you step back, this is what you'd see. And he was kind of like really feeling and seeing what I was feeling and seeing about his life. And he could kind of tell that he was like, okay, if I put it into that context, I don't have to have answers today. I don't have to, you know, free myself of funk today. I don't have to say, you know, no more stress to the rest today. What am I doing today to make me the best me? And that's really it at any level. But it is a huge reward having these wonderful clients that succeed and demonstrate their success. And they've proven that they've deemed themselves worthy. And I love that. Like, if it's such an inspiration to me. Like, I don't have a bunch of clients, but man, they all inspire me. And they're all growing and they're all shining. So I'm, you know, Thank you to my clients. And I'll end on that note. Anyone else interested in, you know, getting a cheerleader, someone to chat with, online coach, training, working out, nutrition, stretching, foam rolling, clearing out, quieting, calming down the space between your ears? It's what I'm good at. It's what I enjoy helping people with. And I am here and I'm available if you'd like, you know, just the chat. You know, I'm here. It's a crazy time of year. You don't have to spend any money. We can chat once for free. So a bunch of ways to get a hold of me on social media. Feel free to shout out at me, message me, send me an email, proupodcast@gmail.com. And thank you for listening. And I hope you're navigating your ProU path to the best of your ability during this time of year. And remember, you are worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here, as always. Let us begin to control that which we can, seated on the floors, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine. That is our foundation, and we will build upon that foundation by focusing and connecting on our breath. We will draw the inhale through the nose. We will exhale out the mouth. We will slow them down, elongate them. That's how we stay connected. That's how we stay present. Anything else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this for the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Great moment I had. I came home. I love my life. I love my dog. I like being me. I like the experience I'm having. But I'm doing that at the age of 56. After having a podcast for over 6 years telling my story, a verbal journal of all I've gone through and what's happened when I started deeming myself worthy. And the journey that began, that I called my Pro-U path. And this is where I am. It wasn't a straight line, and it wasn't quick, and it wasn't easy, it wasn't fun, and it wasn't comfortable, and it wasn't familiar. But being the best I've ever been and having these amazing experiences, I think there's value in that. But I've said it a number of times, what I've done shows what's possible. If I could do it, anyone can do it. I didn't get a new family. I didn't get a bunch of friends. I didn't make a bunch of money. I didn't become famous. I just became better. I gained control of the space between my ears. I stayed thankful. I stayed consistent. And all those grew. And it's like now I'm riding on that. Because this past 3 days was not even planned. And to think just magical moments can happen. Because you're thankful for what you have. And you're not focused on what you don't have. I just keep saying, come to my well by the water I sell. And that's exactly what I'm selling. And as always, it's for free. Peace and God bless.